Welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast with your co-hosts Jason Hogarth and Izam Hadahat. For those tuning in for the first time, this is our Actionable Insight series where we bring you a bonus episode, including the powerful quote of the day. Let's kick this thing off. Today's quote is, "Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated." Confucius. And I definitely like this quote because I immediately think mental health and mental space. It's so easy, you know, wherever we're going, whatever we're pursuing, for our mind to stop us on our tracks. And then everything feels all complicated. We don't know how we can pursue this anymore. The head noise gets in the way. But at the end of the day, exactly like this quote says, life is pretty simple. We just got to set where we're going, continue to move that way or move towards that direction. And we find out in the long run, it's a little bit more simple than we think. What comes up for you, man?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is just like something that's come up, I guess, a little more recently in my career, but like making the process of dealing with like conflict or issues complicated too. I remember when I was younger in my sales career, it's like if I needed to get some additional information from a prospect or potential client and I didn't ask on the meeting we just had, I'd be in some cases like hesitant to follow up and ask a bunch of questions in an email or something. And my response now is just like, well, just ask, or simply like, or if it comes up in my situation, like I just ask with no hesitation. But in that scenario, you're like playing things in your head, like I'm going to annoy them, I'm going to bug them, they're not going to close then. When in reality, you get an email back in 5-10 minutes or maybe a day with the answer you wanted and no one cares. So I feel like it's just we overcomplicate and create scenarios in our head when in reality, it's just a simple conversation with another human being. So like that's the first thing that comes up just because that's what's fresh in my head today.
Well, it's definitely the head noise. And we talked about it a little bit during our Four Agreements episode where if we're making assumptions and taking things personal, everything becomes complicated after that. We don't know, hey, is this person thinking this? Oh my God, they are thinking this. I don't know which direction to go. And then we're taking it personal. Maybe I said something wrong and that's why they're talking to me differently or acting differently. And sometimes when we take a step back, it's none of that. Somebody may be going through something else or reacting a certain way and it's not anything that we've done, but it's so easy to when we get lost in our own internal headspace of, OK, I'm doing things wrong. And then we make things harder for ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's so many situations where I feel like you just start overcomplicating the ways of doing things or even the ability or potential to do something. Like we'll play all the scenarios through in our head of why something won't work as opposed to just taking that one simple action that, you know, maybe it's not getting you to the end goal of use the example of starting a business. We'll play through every example like we talked about when I was considering what to do next when I got laid off. And I played through every tax scenario, legal aspect of opening like a food truck. It was one of my thoughts and didn't think of the simple things of what food would I create even if I did do that. I always go back to that example because that is the biggest thing of keep it simple. Like keep it simple, stupid. That's a great saying. And yep. This ties in nicely with it of if I didn't even know what I was going to serve, why do I care about legally forming a business? Because I don't have a business yet.
Such a good point. You make me think about when we were in that time, we were talking about different things personally and we shared it a little bit, but it makes me think about when I was moving to Boston, I had a lease in my car. So I'm like, how am I going to move and have my lease on my car and find where to live? And am I living with Monica yet? And what am I going to do for work? And I need my license change and I need blah, blah, blah. And kept going. And it was so simple. You take a step back. Well, my license doesn't expire till December of this year. So that was 2 years from when I moved. Then it was like my car was a lease. I had months until that one and figured out where I was going to live. But it's again, it's we complicate things when we get lost in the headspace of our mind. Our mind's saying that we have so much more to do than there really is.
Yep, 100%. No, I couldn't have said it any better myself. And now you've gone and added in wedding planning to the mix of all that. So it couldn't have been that complicated.
Yeah, all the craziness. And now it just all falls into place. So you take it one day at a time and you realize all of this that we're going through really isn't complicated if we don't fall into the noise.
And that's a wrap for today's Actionable Insights series episode. Appreciate you all for tuning in today. Share it with a friend if it resonated with you. And until our next full-length episode, stay ignited.